This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Some haggis. We should have this piped in and have somebody kind of giving it as Burns Night tonight.
Well, I actually use slices of haggis. I got the haggis from a butcher in Port Stewart, so they make it. So you can smell haggis this time of year. But he also does wee slices. So, you know, if you didn't want to have the full thing, you could
what
have
is the full thing? Does the full thing come like a ball?
Like a really big ball. And right. Then you can get these slices just flashed in the pan. So you wouldn't need to pipe them in. You could get your recorder out.
And when you buy it, this is a stupid question, maybe. No. When you buy it from your butcher, do you need to cook it?
It's already cooked, but you need to reheat it.
Right.
So probably steam it or boil it. But it doesn't take that long. Haggis used to be traditionally, it was the sheep's stomach lining, and then it was all the innards and the, apologies to anybody having a late breakfast, oats, and then you just wrapped it all up and you boiled it. It was real peasant food, but it's probably like all those lovely, those French,
boudin
and things, and every culture has them. So, you know, it's great that it was the way
that people used up.
The peasants were given the bits.
Cook in the fancy dinner.
You've got the oats in it, so it's great. But nowadays it's oats and it's probably mince and maybe a bit of some offal, but not an awful lot. But it's just really tasty and a lot of vegetables. This one I noticed, there's leeks in it, so really, really nice, John.
Lovely.
So I just fried up another leek and some, and also some red onion. Let that cool down and then mixed that in with, so it's half sausage meat, half haggis. So that's it, that's the wee mixture there.
So sausage just, meat, like the stuff you would buy stuff in your turkey.
I got a sausage and split it open, so it's good sausage meat. So, because we're making a sausage roll out of this, so it's not, so this is for somebody who doesn't want the full, haggis. And not there's anything wrong with it, but this is for maybe just a wee bit an introduction to haggis, isn't
it? Right. Oh, good. Yeah.
Introduction to. So we mix it with sausage meat.
My first haggis.
Have you never had haggis?
No. My first haggis.
Yeah. So I made them at the sausage rolls. Now, the pastry, John, the easiest pastry in the universe. So it's a. It's a flaky, quick flaky pastry. So flaky pastry, you just have to roll and do all these folding. This pastry, all you do is get the butter and put it into the freezer for about half an hour, and then grate it into the flour, give it a wee mix around. If you like yourself, you have warm hands, run them under the cold tap put them in an ice, bring out a bag of ice or a bag of frozen peas and run your hands around it, give them a wee mix around, add some cold water to make it into a dough. Traditionally, you do it with a palette knife, but you just do it with your hands. Roll that, chill it out, and that's it. And then that's your pastry there. So no roll, and then just roll it up. So you don't need to whole rubbing together. Carry on. It's just, and then you get this beautiful buttery pastry. You could buy pastry, and you can buy it ready roll, but it's not the same as this.
Really?
It is not. Oh no! And for the sake of simplicity, John.
Yeah.
I made you a wee bit extra because I thought you could come and play with that.
I'm
so you like play with pastry
ball.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And roll that up, roll it out, a bit of egg, put your mixture, which has got the leek and the sausage meat and your haggis, roll them up, brush them, crimp them together, brush them up and then bake them. And I baked them these before it came out, so you get that nice. So and it's just a nice pastry. It's look, it's like, it puffs up a wee bit. It's not.
And it's a substantial sausage. I love sausage rolls where they kind of sit up, that you can see the meat in the middle of them.
Those are canopy size for me.
Really?
Well, I like a big sausage roll. So that's me being delicate today.
But you know the ones we have and they're flat and they've been sitting from like, they were made in the shop at 7 o'clock in the morning. They've been sitting all day.
Soggy.
And they're completely flat and soggy and yellow looking.
Rotten.
And you have to literally, you know, get the Coast Guard out to try and find the bit of whatever the filling is inside it, veggie or sausage or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And they're kind of flaccid. They're horrible. Yeah. They've got all that, And to me, if you do a blind taste, because I have eaten those sausage rolls, they taste like a fruit square. You know those dried fruit? Don't they? They're that horrible. It's just the meat in or whatever it is minging. Right.
No. So that's the haggis sausage rolls.
I am a sausage roll expert. Yeah. I didn't get this size not eating sausage rolls.
Yeah. We built this city on sausage rolls.
So that's the sausage rolls. So the rumbly-tumps in here, we've got ready done this up, but that's your... nice buttery onion and cabbage. So fry off the onion, shred the cabbage up as fine as you can, toss it in 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise than that, you're going to
get a flatulent smell.
Yes, that's it, John. And then boiled potatoes and turnip, we put those in and I mix that around, a wee bit more butter. And I always, when I'm doing turnip and potatoes together, cut your turnip up half the size of the spuds.
Because they're a bit thicker and harder to, right?
And sometimes turnips as well. So, and then all we do is when you get all that together, get a good mash them up. It doesn't have to be a puree, just a good old rustic mash up. Put them into a dish or a baking dish. Cover them a bit of cheese and then bake them. And that's your rumbly tump there.
With cheese topping on it?
Cheese topping. I don't think that's traditional, but here.
What would Robbie Burns say?
His farm is now a dairy, so
is that right? I'm going to try the rumbly thumps first of all.
So he would probably approve. We're keeping it alive. Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious. I like the wee lumps of.
Did you try the sausage roll?
Not yet.
I brought a wee bit of brown sauce for everybody because I think you have sausage roll and brown sauce. Robbie Burns probably would not approve of that, but anyway.
Well, that is so delicious.
Isn't that pastry?
You know that was butter pastry.
Yeah, and the easiest pastry, honestly, it's easier than short crust. It's quick, flaky, the easiest pastry in the universe.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.